We are not the people of the states. We are the common people. And how do you define people when it's not capitalized, when it's not specific, when it's general? Well, another word for colony is farm or plantation. What happens when you put cows or pigs or chickens or any livestock, which is what we are, live, a living stock, right? We have a financial instrument. What happens? You people a farm. When you people a farm or a plantation or a city or a county, you're placing people there. You're placing the lower class people there, not yourselves. You're placing, or you're accepting prisoners, you're accepting the poor, you're accepting immigrants, right? Because you want to extort from them. Okay, next one. U.S. versus Anthony's, 1873. All these are after the 14th Amendment. The term resident and citizen of the United States is distinguished from a citizen of one of the several states. This is not me talking. This is the court. The term resident and citizen of the United States is distinguished, completely different from a citizen, capitalized, of one of the several states. Several means private, not public, not common. In that the former, the resident and citizen of the United States, is a special class of citizen created by Congress. Who created Congress? The people. Who are, you know, what did then Congress create? A class, a status called citizenship, 14th Amendment citizenship, which we are all sold into at birth through the birth certificate process. See, we are a citizen that was created and under, therefore, Congress. But the people, the private states, they're the creator. They control. They are who Congress actually represents, the private people of the states. We are a class, a lower class, a completely bottom of the barrel class, the goyim, who were in a persona, a mask, a citizenship that was created by Congress. That is a huge distinction.
Indeed.
Did I hear music?
No. Okay. Think we just bypassed the top of the hour commercial.
Okay, that's beautiful. You know, I love that. So the importance of the birth certificate from the birth registrar website of DSHS, the Texas.gov website. Do you know the purpose of a birth certificate? Does anybody really know? Well, the Texas website actually tells you, what does a birth certificate do? In shorthand, it creates a persona, a status, a mask, or, if you will, a commercial vessel for you, a shoe, a car that you can be on the Monopoly board, okay? But here's how it explains it. The legal portion of the birth certificate shows the child's name, date of birth, and parents' names, along with other things. It establishes Texas residency and U.S. citizenship. It provides a legal identity. This is a false, in other words, artificial identity, a sameness, which is a status created by Congress. A birth certificate is required for Social Security and all that stuff. Again, residency. Residency is not domicile. If you're a citizen of the U.S., your domicile is Washington, D.C. So what this does is it takes you out of Texas, out of the territory, terra meaning land. It takes you out of Texas, the state, the people. You're not one of the people. Right? It takes you out of that, throws you into this holding company, this open-air prison for debtors called the United States, this jurisdiction that we're all in, these public lands that we all roam. That is the purpose of a birth certificate. It actually robs you of everything you've ever learned, all the patriotic stuff you talk about, all these rights and everything. Those are taken away from you, and you accept a persona. The Constitution, for instance, protects the rights of the people that they already have. The U.S. citizen, though, gives up all those rights and takes whatever they give us. Okay, the power of prescription. Okay, so now we know that once we leave that district, we are in interstate commerce wherever we go, all the 50 states. We're never actually private. We're always a commoner. We can't own land. We can't be a landholder. We don't have prescription. We're not sovereign. We're not any of that. All right, because a person, a status, is owned by government. It is a creation of Congress. It is not what created Congress. And the maxim of law is that the creator always controls his creation. That's from God all the way down to the patenting, right? The creator controls. Okay. So now we know what a birth certificate does. It plucks you out. It says you are not one of the people. You're not self-governing. You're not self-responsible. You don't know the law. You know nothing. You're in public education. You've been public-minded. We're going to throw you in this thing. And here's what's interesting about that, because the next one, the governments of the United States, this is Colgate versus Harvey. I don't have the year listed here. But again, the citations there, the governments of the United States and each of the several states, private states, foreign states, that's what several means. The governments of the United States and each of the several states are distinct from one another. They're completely separate. In other words, the rights of a citizen under one may be quite different from those which he has under the other. The rights of a private citizen under private law of a state, in other words, quote unquote, the people, the landholders of the territory, the actual land, are quite different than what a U.S. citizen is, which all rights come from Congress, right? So these people, these private people, they're still operating under their unalienable God-given rights. Those have been taken away. We've sold those and accepted artificial rights. And that is why U.S. code says it is your right to be put in pain, punished, taxed, licensed, extorted. All those things are your rights. Whereas for them, the Constitution protects them against that. For us, we don't have constitutional protections. And that's also listed very clearly in court cases of old. We do not have any of those rights we say we do. We're all confused. And because of this confusion, this is why our children are being subject to things, because it's not them. It's that status. It's the person. If the person is going to get benefits from government, then the person has to be vaccinated. Well, there is no person. It's a fiction. So who's responsible for them? Who's the surety? Who's in bond to that person? Who operates in that commercial vessel that we call a person or a citizen of the United States? That's you. You're the agent. You are the attorney. You're the agent for service of process. You're the one that gets all the bills and all the, right? This is why you have a federal address, right? So right. So this is why your children are bound. And if you read, I did a thing called Do You Own Your Children? And in that I show where the court's opinion is that your children belong to it. It is the highest. Your marriage is a contract between the man, the woman, their persons, that is, which incorporate into one person in a marriage, and then the state is the highest partner in that marriage. The state decides, right? That's clearly spelled out in court cases. This is why you don't have rights. This is why you have to beg the court to be able to see your child, and why it can take your parental rights. You give up your parental rights over your children the second you sign that birth certificate and force your child to accept that identity, that mask, that commercial vessel. Right. Now, finally...
Colgate versus Harvey was 1935.
There you go. See, these are all verifiable. It's not me. The distinction, this is Justice Miller, 83 U.S. 72. This is 1889, and he is specifically treating or talking about the first clause of the 14th Amendment, quoted in United States versus Wong Kim Ark, a very important case. The distinction between citizenship of the United States and citizenship of a state, capitalized. When it's capitalized, it means you're one of the people, you're a landholder. The distinction between citizenship of the United States and citizenship of a state is clearly recognized and established. Clearly recognized and established. Maybe not for you, because you've been kept ignorant of that information, right? You're goyim. That's, you've got to face it. Before you can do anything, you got to realize how ignorant we all are. That's the clue, or that's the key to knowledge, is first admitting you're a fool. And that's what I've had to do. I don't know anything. I got to learn all this. It's like starting over. Not only may a man be a citizen of the United States without being a citizen of the state, it says, but an important element, and this is where it all boils down to, but an important element is necessary to convert the former a U.S. citizen into the latter a private state citizen. Okay, that's being born again right there. That's literally saying that United States citizenship, it's a test. It's where they put all of us to see if we ever come out of it, we ever learn, we ever pick up a Bible and actually read or learn the common law, the moral law. Do we ever learn what it is to be actually private? Do we ever learn self-government? Do we ever learn the law at all? And that's what I've spent my life doing, so I now understand this. So what does it say? It says you can, because you're born in the state, you have the right to become a private citizen, give up your U.S. citizenship, the very thing that requires all these different extortions and exactions and vaccinations and everything else in order to get the benefits, all the consumer protections and all the insurance and all the use of money and the credit. Guess what? That is going to require whatever they tell you you have to get. It's a vaccine. It's a vaccine. That's why you have to get it. You don't have to, but the person you're operating, in order for you to operate it, you are required to be vaccinated or whatever, right? It used to be that you were required to be white. Now you can be black or white, right? So we know that we can go, we know that because we got residency in Texas, for instance, that we can actually become a private citizen of Texas, like all those landholders. In other words, become a slave master instead of a slave, or a house slave at the very best. So here's what it says. He must reside, you must have residency within the state to make him a citizen of it. What does it say above? The birth certificate establishes Texas residency and U.S. citizenship. Oh, well, see, residency, while you're a United States citizen, residency is like the Monopoly board. If you go on that private land, you're going to pay a fee, right? There's a hotel and a house, and depending on how built up it is, you're going to have to pay more and more. You want to go to a state park? Well, that's owned by the people, right? That's not yours.
You're right.
Right. He must reside within the state to make him a citizen of it, but it is only necessary that he should be born or naturalized in the United States to be a citizen of the Union, okay? So, in other words, you're already in. You're residing in a state, but you don't have domicile there, right? So literally, the very I'm not going to tell anybody that we need to overthrow the United States. That would be treason, right? Because we're all United States citizens. You just can't talk that way. But what they've done is they set up this test, this trial, if you will, this citizenship that says we're going to throw you all in this big holding company. It's going to control you. It's going to protect us from you. And that's what all of these municipal corporations are, these cities, these counties. That's what the police do. They protect the private people from the public people, right? Because we're savages to them. We're not a higher class. We're the lowest class possible, right? So this is the root of all our problems. And you know what? The Bible says you got to overcome it. You don't overthrow it. You don't pick up your arms, your guns, and go, no. You overcome it with knowledge. And what I'm trying to say here, why I'm going through this, is that you want to know how to get out of all this. Stop being a U.S. citizen, right? The whole patriot mythology that we hear, and I say mythology because it doesn't apply to U.S. citizens, but the whole patriot stuff that you hear around the way, that's for private people. That is for the states. That is not for us. We don't have the right to bear arms. They do. And that means they have the right to bear their bloodline. That means they have the right to show that they are one of the people because of their heraldry. It doesn't mean pick up guns. It doesn't mean guns. It means heraldry. And I prove that extensively in my book, right? So all these things, they've put this confusion over us. They've taken us out of our natural born situation in the state as a state, private state citizen or private law, and they've put us into this giant open air prison that we call the United States,
which is an animal farm.
So, and an animal, you know, what does animal mean? It means to be soulless, and right. That's why they call us animals, because we are not acting as men. We're acting in person. We're acting as something we're not because we can't govern ourselves. As soon as we start doing that, as soon as we take responsibility, as soon as we realize U.S. citizenship is voluntary, it's voluntary in every way, right? You can leave it at any time you want to, right? You can, by law, and by showing that you can govern yourself under a private system and not have any of this stuff forced upon you. But if you're a United States citizen and you're not doing anything about it, you're not overcoming the trial, then you have no right to complain. You're voluntarily contracted through your use of the person, tacit consent, and you're expressly using the benefits, and therefore, you know, if you get a benefit, your protection requires subjection is the maxim there. You know, you're getting all these consumer protections, all these benefits. It's your fault. This is the unpopular message. This is all on you. You must learn the law of nature, right? The it's all in the Bible. This is why I wrote my book, because the legal system is that which is opposed to the law of nature. It's all lies, and you must overcome this. You want to protect your children. You want to pull your children out of this horrible system. You want to get out of the United Nations. You want to get out of all these different things. Well, there's your answer. You got to become private. And that which is private is never common. And commonality is exactly what a national citizen is. Now, if you call yourself a national, you can call yourself, oh, I have this status of U.S. citizenship. I am this. Doesn't matter. You're not private. And that's right. All that matters. In the end, if you are a person of the United States, you are subject to whatever they throw at you. And you're never going to be able to figure out. There's no remedy for you because they decide. They have prescription. They decide what your remedy is. See, and this is what I'm – this is the – I know that's a lot to take in, but this is the story of us. We have been tricked literally into going into this legal matrix thing of international law and all the stuff that we talk about, all the stuff we patriotically talk about, the militias. Who were the militias? The people were the militias, not us. Right. Well, you know, we can't be a militia because we're subject to government. Those people were in a militia to protect their God-given, unalienable rights, according to the Constitution, which protects those rights, doesn't give them. But that's the big difference. They're protecting their families and their right to be private, whereas we don't have the right to be private. We don't have the right to bear our arms because our arms are the United States flag. You see,
well,
this is how everything works.
There's a recent story that demonstrates what you're talking about, where a family in Arizona, Chandler, Arizona, the Becks took their child, their 2-year-old son, Heber, to the doctor, and at the time that they took him to the doctor, he had a real high temperature. The doctor told them to take the baby to the ER, but when the family got back into the car, they took his temperature again and noticed that it had dropped significantly down to 102, which is no reason to head to the ER. He was acting normal. He was out laughing with his sisters. And so they took him home. What happened is that they were raided by the police, armed police, who kidnapped the child and 2 additional children, and they kidnapped him. And that's what happens because they don't own those children, so the police took them, kidnapped the children, put them in an ambulance, and they've not seen their children since.
Well, you know, and I hate to tell you this, it's not their children. They gave up.
Right. You
know, the delivery. What does delivery mean? It means abandonment. Why do you go to the delivery room? Because you're abandoning your child to the state. You're saying, I don't want to be responsible for my children. I'm giving up my parental rights.
Right. Okay, we are going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. (Clears throat)
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and The Corporation Nation. To download the book that he has referenced, you may visit strawmanstory.info. And it's a rather interesting, this story that I mentioned before going to the break. These children were taken, was it three or four children were taken, and we see the power that the doctor has that Clint mentioned earlier. The doctor apparently reported them, and these children will be placed into, they'll be taken by the state and put into a system, the article says, that is rife with abuse. An estimated 18,000 children every single year go missing from these protective care systems. Thousands of those children are then sold into sex slavery. Okay, well, I even hate to think about this. Okay, it's horrible, but it does show the power of the state and the power that Clint referenced. Okay.
Well, gee, why can that possibly be happening? Why? How is it possible that the one actual property that you own, and, you know, people don't like to hear that, but when I say the word property, I don't mean legal property. I mean, like, oxygen is a property of water, like Earth is a property of God, right?
Your children are your progeny.
It's a true meaning of the word.
Yes.
Okay, so no, I don't mean legal property. I mean that.
Right.
To be clear. So the only thing you can actually call your own and what you're responsible for, you give that up. You give that up well, first of all, you have the contract of marriage, which is the combining of your, you were already given up by the birth certificate. Now you're giving up your child and you're pretty much doing it because it's custom. And hey, that's another thing that prescription is very familiar or similar to is custom. It's customary use, right? So
right.
here's what the courts say, and we've probably talked about this before, but I think it's worth understanding what we just read about the birth certificate and its purpose, that it takes you out of nature and throws you into this corporation, that corporation nation. Here's what the courts say about your right as a U.S. person, because you're not attached to the land. You're strictly on a monopoly board, and you have no rights to the child that you abandoned or delivered through the birth process, the certificate process. The Appellate Court of Illinois. Marriage is a civil contract to which there are three parties, the husband, the wife, and the state. Now, here state is not capitalized, and that's a colloquialism for the federal government. Okay, when it's capitalized, it means the people or the actual, you know, incorporation of people that are that state. Van Coten versus Van Coten, and these are all referenced on my blog. It's called "Do You Own Your Children?" at Reality Blogger. When two people decide to get married, they're required to first procure a license from the state. Now, why do you have to get a license? And here the word state is capitalized because you have to get a state license. Well, that's because marriage is illegal. You don't need a license for anything. What is a license? License is permission to do something that's against the law. How can marriage possibly be against? Oh, I get it. It's because two persons that are property of government are going to get married and they need permission from government to do so because those persons are property of government. They're not yours. You can't just join. Now, a man and a woman can certainly be spiritually bound, but marriage as a legal franchise is the creation of a new person. It's a creation of a husband and a wife, right? It's the creation of one person out of two, and it's called an incorporation, in other words. So you need a license to do that. You need permission from the owner of those persons to make them into one person. If you have children of this marriage, they are required by the state to submit their children to certain things, such as school attendance and vaccinations. Oh, see, don't listen to Clint. This is the court's opinion, because you've gone into contract. Furthermore, because remember, the marriage is a civil contract to which there are three parties, the husband, the wife, and the state. Furthermore, at some time in the future, if the couple decides the marriage is not working, they must petition the state for a divorce. Marriage is a three-party contract between the man, the woman, and the state.
Right.
You must ask the state for permission to take that one person and now make it into two again. And why that's important, and this is very important, because there's a big difference between divorce and annulment. When you divorce, guess what? The corporation is still existent, which means the state still has control over the product or the issue of that marriage, which is the child. Right, the corporate issue, the commerce between, you know, intercourse is another word for commerce, right?
Right.
So there you go. Yeah. The state represents the public interest in the institution of marriage.
Yikes! All righty, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reaching for a dream of peace to break the madness.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, 1G and blogger, realityblogger.wordpress.com, and thecorporationnation.com. And to download the book that he has referenced, you may visit strawmanstory.info. And we're talking about, well, a lot of really interesting things. It's and I've been thinking a lot about about this recently, and about the incremental nature of what is happening in this country. And it is incremental. And we think, and we are told that each thing that happens and each law that's put in place is a benefit. Oh, this is going to help you. This is going to be a benefit to you, when in fact it's really enslaving people. And I've referred to Amazon a lot of times on the program, but Amazon does something, and we all get stuff from Amazon, and Amazon meets our need for immediate gratification, just as when they introduced credit cards back in whenever they introduced them in the 60s. People no longer save for something that they wanted. They could go out and get it and have it immediately. Wow, they could have it and then worry about paying for it later. And there was a tendency to buy more more than you could really afford because you had the chance or the opportunity to pay your indebtedness off a little bit at a time. And so it changed the nature of the culture. And I think that Amazon has done the same thing. We have this immediate gratification met. We can order anything on Amazon. It used to be books. They started out just having books, just like Barnes & Noble and some of the other online venues. And then they started offering other things. And now you can buy fresh groceries delivered to your door. If it is available anywhere in the country, you can find it on Amazon. So what happens? What happens if you decide that your children are not going to be vaccinated? Or what happens if you decide that you're not going to accommodate the government in some way, that you're not going to get your yearly flu shot? Well, all they got to do is just cut off your access to food or anything else that is necessary to sustain life.
All they have to do is invoke their power of prescription. In other words, they invoke their own law, which governs your person that you're acting as, and in order to keep functioning in the society, it's no different than kicking someone off your website, right? You're turning off their mask. You're turning off their little car, and that little car can no longer, their vessel, they can no longer come to your website under that name and get benefits. That's the goal. That's the 2030 Agenda 2030 goal now. It used to be Agenda 21. Right, is to register all people just like Caesar does in the Bible. It's called taxing or registering.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing that through the birth certificate process. And Social Security is now in just about every country. It's called the International Social Security System.
It isn't just a United States thing. Social Security is everywhere.
And that's important because that's so when you go to a hospital, I was explaining this the other day, when you go to a hospital with an emergency room is actually required to treat everybody that comes through their doors for free. But if you come in there and it offers you, if you notice the paperwork, it says, do you want to apply for charity care? Because all hospitals are Ecclesia Minori corporations, which means they're ecclesiastically functionary, means they're charities. They cannot charge you unless you voluntarily say, well, yeah, my name's Clint Richardson. I'm a person of the United States. Oh, well, in that case, you're a debtor. We can go ahead and charge all this money to you. We can invoke your insurance contract. We can do all these things just because you volunteer that you're a citizen. And I say to people all the time, if a Mexican can come to this country illegally, go to the hospital, get seen for free, get all the treatment he wants, never revealing that he's a citizen of Mexico or that he's quote-unquote illegal, and get all this free care from the hospital, you're sitting there going, oh, that bastard, he's taking advantage of our – no, actually, he's doing exactly what you should do. When you go to a hospital, there's no reason you should be paying because it's a charity. But because we're so ignorant, so dumb, so dumbed down, we don't even know what an Ecclesia Minori corporation is and what it's required to do. You can go to the hospital for free anytime you want to. And if you know what you're doing, you can get just as good a care as anyone else. And guess what? If they don't treat you and they don't care for you like everyone else, hey, you can sue the hell out of them because they're not upholding their job. They're not upholding the Hippocratic Oath. So I say to you again, if an illegal could come here, work under the table, send all their money home, and still have enough to eat, and go to a hospital, get service for free, and get all these other free. It's because they know something you don't. It's not because they're bad people. It's because they understand the concept of, and they've been instructed probably by activists and lawyers, that it's a charity. You see, never should you go without care. That's certain things cannot, by their very definition, be a for-profit thing. You and healthcare is one of those things. However, what they've done is they've changed. They've said, well, it's kind of like science. You can call someone discipline of science, even though they're not practicing science, right? You can say I'm a scientist, but have not be following the scientific method. Just like a hospital can say, well, we offer healthcare, or insurance company can say, here's a healthcare insurance. Well, what is healthcare? Well, you know, how about the word cure? What does cure mean? Well, it means to put salt on meat to preserve what's already dead. Does that mean I want a cure from
right?
Right. So all the terms, you see, this is why words, this is why I'm people call me a wordsmith and they call me all kinds of things. I'm like, look, everything is dependent on words. The whole system is built on words. The legal system, the United States, is words on paper, nothing else. If you don't understand the law and you don't understand the words that make up the law and you don't understand the words that make up the Bible, you know absolutely nothing about your current situation. If you don't know the computer language that got you caught in the Matrix, well, you don't understand what the Matrix is then. You don't understand what the legal system is if you don't know its words, right? That's like the wood frame of a house. I mean, it's the foundation of everything is words. And the fact that people want to just ignore that fact, and the fact that words are made up by them, not you. You don't get a choice. You don't get to define terms. They do. They prescribe what the word means, right? Their opinion counts because they control all. And you can oppose it if you want, but remember, they control opposition. So they can say, no, that's not what it means. We say what it means, not you. This is the problem, because we're subject to all of this stuff because we're acting in their person. That's all it is.
Right.
Everything boils down to it. So let's go back to the Lineman versus Lineman. The state represents the public interest in the institution of marriage. Well, wait a minute. How is a marriage public? Oh, yeah, because we're public persons. We're not private, right? Our marriage is public. It's, you know, the reason you don't hear about these private people is because they don't do anything in the public. They're not in the public. You're not going to find any probate cases or anything, because they don't have to post it in the public. But we're public persons. Everything we do is public. So here's what it says. This public interest that the state represents, the public interest in the institution of marriage, this public interest is what allows the state to intervene in certain situations to protect the interests of members of the family. Now, remember, a family is a legal term, and it means a corporation. So we're all one big happy family, and our God is the president and Congress. The state is like a silent partner in the family who is not active in the everyday running of the family, but becomes active and exercises its power and authority only when necessary to protect some important interest of family life. In other words, the corporation. And that's why they call the man the head of household, because he's the head of the corporation of marriage. The taking all of this into consideration, the question is no longer whether the state has an interest or place in disputes such as the one at bar, but it becomes a question of timing and necessity. In other words, they do whatever the hell they want. And it finally says the state has a wide range of power for limiting parental freedom and authority in things affecting the child's welfare. In fact, the entire familial relationship involves the state. Now, what is this referring to? The child. What is a child? Remember, in the legal system, there is nothing alive. There's no flesh. There's nothing. There's no blood. In fact, the whole purpose is to corrupt your blood. That's attainder. And remember, the Constitution says no bill of attainder. Well, that means corruption of blood. That's why they have the right to bear their arms or their bloodlines, right? That's private. That's a private right protected by the Constitution. But a child, defined as a legal thing, a noun, a term, a form without substance, no blood, right? That's a legal term. That's property of the state. That's a person. That is not a flesh and blood little guy or girl running around. This is a status. Anytime you're reading a court case, it's talking about the property that, you know, it can't do anything to you. It can only do something to the person that you're representing, and therefore through the person, through the agency relationship, you have to do, you know, in order to keep operating. This is what people don't understand. This is why your children are susceptible to such things, because you abandoned them and you gave them this status. You threw them into this open air prison and you have no control over what the state does. It's telling you that in these cases.
Right.
So I don't know what to tell people, except it's time. It's, you know, we've had our fun. We're messes. We're absolutely uninformed, uneducated, anything important. We go to public school to become public-minded. We watch TV, and again, it makes us public-minded, right? Mm-hmm. It's time to grow up. It's time to overcome. It's time to be self-responsible, self-governing. We don't need this system of law if we're self-governing under the law of God or the law of nature. We can become, we can, as it says, convert and become private, and we can even have real land. We can have that, not allodial title, but perfect title, because the state owns the title, the allodial title, mm-hmm. and you can get land, and it can be free and clear. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to pay tax, because, you know, to be incorporated like this, you're still pledging allegiance to all these things, but at least it's a first step. At least it's somewhere to go outside of this, what they call probation, that is U.S. citizenship. I'm telling you, it's time to grow up. It's time to put away all this nonsense that we always talk about, all these different shows and all these, right? Once you learn your disposition, once you learn that you've been made, you've been taken out of that, the stuff we talk about that should apply to us but somehow doesn't, now that you see that you're plugged into this matrix, now it's time to get out. Now it's time for people to start understanding, and you know, it's time for a death certificate. What is a death certificate? A death certificate represents an execution of contract. Execution, death. When a contract comes to its end, it's fulfilled or executed, and that's what a death certificate represents. Now, usually that's because we die, and so see, because a person of the United States is not transferable. That's why we need a will, because there's no blood, right? There's no actual family to pass anything to. We need a will, or it goes to probate, and the court decides, right? The state decides. So that's why we have no rights. We have no arms to bear. I can't say that that's my actual flesh and blood mother. I need a will to prove it, because I'm a person of the United States. You see, this is the problem. We have no blood rights. We have no rights of God, unalienable rights. We've sold ourselves into this bondage. Right. And I'm telling you, that is the key to everything. It explains everything. It's why everything is subject. All our rights come from government, not from nature or God. They're not unalienable. We've sold ourselves into this mess. And it's time that we help each other start talking about this stuff, spreading this information, and get ourselves the hell out of this. And that's not a threat to the United States, because there's plenty of people that will never, ever become self-governing. I mean, this is going to be a very small few, but at least we who desire this illusion, this delusion that we have of freedom that we've never actually experienced, you know, maybe it's time that we actually, like I said, overcome this obstacle course, this prison, and do something about it, you know? And even if that means we get a bunch of land together and help each other, that's something. Mm-hmm. Right, I can't stress this enough, because now that I understand this, now that I see the big picture, and I keep telling people, hey, you got to be self-responsible. Nobody wants that, right? We're so comfortable in our lies. We lie to ourselves more than we lie to anybody, and half the time we don't even know we're lying to ourselves or our children. So
we need to take ourselves out of the institutions that we have previously been attached to, whether we're talking about health or whatever we're talking about. And speaking of health, the Affordable Health Care Act, which Clinton, Hillary Clinton, attempted to get some kind of a health care bill passed when her husband was president. It didn't work, and so Obama was brought in, and he got this thing passed. And really, it just...
Boy, nothing ever works out for that bitch, does it?
No. Yes. Oh, poor female dogs that don't, you know. Oh, gosh. She, yes. So we have this Affordable Health Care Act, which everybody thinks, oh, we've got to have this because then we'll have access to health care. No, you have what it gives you is the obligation to purchase insurance that you probably never would have purchased, and it is, and it makes, it forces you to buy something that you really don't need.
And it confuses you. It obfuscates the truth, which is that you're not required to provide insurance.
Right.
It makes you think you are. Oh, I'm special. I'm a house slave because I have insurance, and most of the slaves don't. Well, congratulations, you jerk. Right? I mean, you could have got it for free, but instead you're tricked into, you know, this is the nature of things. Like I said, there are certain things that should never be for profit. Money is one of those things. Money should be absolutely non-profit, and I know that sounds bizarre. That means no usury, no grocery, no greed, no nothing, right? It's kind of like manna.
Yes. Oh,
we'll talk about that.
All righty, we will be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
And our guest is Clint Richardson, and his websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and thecorporationnation.com. And to download his book, please visit strawmanstory.info. And he's working on a new documentary, which will be it will be great. Because he He documents everything. He doesn't just put out his opinion. He documents everything.
Yeah, some people don't like that because it takes too long.
I love it.
It's not a 10-minute, like, brain-numbing video that, but, you know, that's, yeah, what else can you do to, and actually, you know, my goal with this documentary is I was watching Robert De Niro in an interview about why he banned that other vaccine documentary. And so I thought, well, how can I make this movie so that Robert De Niro has no excuse to ban it? And the answer to that is to make it completely primary, nothing of my opinion, studies, you know, all the drug commercials, what they actually say, all the drug inserts, what they actually say, what professionals, you know, how do you impress a man who will ban something because of some belief he has, even though he has an autistic son, right? And the answer is show him the vaccine insert that says vaccines cause autism, in case you didn't know. They are now saying in vaccine inserts that they do cause autism, SIDS, all kinds of different diseases. That's sudden infant
death syndrome.
Right. All these things are now being reported as side effects of vaccines. So there's no more
nobody
debate.
Nobody ever reads those inserts.
Right.
Even the doctors don't read the inserts.
Right. So how do you convince someone like that who's actively ignorant? Well, you present them with the facts, and that's what I intend to do. Let me explain something, if you don't mind, because I want you to people to know why you're getting the either the first or the second largest cause of death in the world, which is cancer. Can't remember if it's first or second, behind heart disease. All right, let's talk about cancer. Do you remember at the end of my documentary, I did about a half an hour on how they use aborted fetal tissue? Right, the whole purpose of Roe versus Wade has nothing to do with the right to choose, you know, pro-life, anti-life, whatever. Right, this had everything to do with creating a complete body part market for aborted fetal tissue. Why throw them in the trash when you can, you know, use them for scientific research and sell them and make profit and use them for biological research? Well, as cell substrates, so, and plus the stem cells, right? Which suddenly is acceptable.
And
cloning.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Well, so what they did, and this is something I've just recently came to understand. The final sort of again, it's the words that confuse, because you don't think about what these words mean. And what they did before Roe versus Wade was they had to go to Sweden, because in Sweden, abortion was legal. And in Sweden, they had something called the Wister Institute. The Wister Institute...
We're at the top of the hour. We will be right back.
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.